88KXL.
KF8FUT, boy, you're loud and clear this morning. Holy cow, it's like you're sitting in a truck with me.
Well, that'd be weird if I was sitting in the truck with you.
Yeah, I definitely would have some questions.
Oh, man, you almost to the office?
Nah, I'm down by E-Course and Telegraph right now. I got a friend I go see down at Taylor and get some breakfast at Burger King down there, so I go a little out of my way once in a while, so I'm just running behind, so I'm not overly motivated to get to work today.
Yeah, I'm not either. It's Thursday, and I'm wishing it was Friday, that's for sure.
You guys said mobile.
Good morning.
The roads are kind of clean.
Yeah, they're not too bad. I was on the highway and they were almost dry. Now I'm on surface streets and they're pretty good. There's still a little bit of snow on them.
That's pretty smooth sailing over here. Definitely different from yesterday.
Yeah, they're definitely way better than yesterday. But hey, I'm going to pull into the gas station here, get a little bit of gas, and then if I can, I'll get back on and catch up with you guys. This is KE8RUH.
I filled up this morning myself. Thankful for Kroger Shopping Point. They got 50 cents a gallon off, so. Nice way to start the day.
That's a good deal. I got to go to BJ's and pick up some gas on the way home. I'm down to half a tank.
Yep, that's where I'm going, BJ's right now. I only need a quarter tank, but I work remote on Fridays, so I don't get out, and I like to fill up now before the weekend.
Afternoons is Celestis over there.
What was that?
Afternoons is horrendous. Sometimes there's a line out of the parking area, or the gas, the fuel area.
Yeah, usually this early in the morning, there's no one here, though, so it's good. All right, I'm hopping out. I'll catch up with you guys in a few.
I got my gas this morning for two reasons. One, because I didn't want to walk to work. And two, it's 25 degrees and tonight, and the next few days it's supposed to be frigid cold, and I really didn't want to stand out there and pump gas in the 10 below.
I hear you there. I get first of 412s I gotta work the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah, I work today and tomorrow, and then Saturday and Sunday I don't really have any plans, but I have to load my garage into the cargo trailer on Saturday, and it's pretty much ready to do, so it's just gonna be a mad dash to pack everything in the trailer, you know, the boxes and stuff, so. Hoping I can do it in an hour or so I don't freeze to death, but it's not my first year in Michigan, so I got stuff to stay warm with, but trying to keep it to a minimum as it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted to take this weekend off. The winter field day thing was on, but I can't do it. A couple of the people in the department, they're constantly refusing overtime, or they've taken all the spots, and I can't get it off.
What's the scoop on the winter field day?
It's the same as the summer one, except they got some different rules and what have you, but it's all, you know, mostly HF.
Copy that. I've never, being new to the sport, I've never done any of that field day stuff or contesting or anything to that effect yet, so.
It's a 24-hour contest. See how many contacts you can make. And they got different classes, you know. I guess if you're out at a park or you're out in the outdoors doing it as opposed to being in a cabin or there's a whole bunch of rules to the winter field day. It's a lot more different than the summer one. The summer one is more like different classes, three transmitters, four transmitters, running emergency power, doing it from home, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up. Sounds like something to be interesting in. I don't have my general license yet, so there's no HF for me, but I take my general test on the 31st of this month, so I think I'm pretty prepared for that.
Okay, where are you gonna take it at?
I don't know the physical location. I don't remember. It seems like it's down in Brownstown somewhere. It's through the Motor City Area Radio Club, Amateur Radio Club. I'm down there. My buddy Matt got me into this. So I'll let him test me for the general thing. And I think it's Brownstown. I got to look it up. Rockwood, maybe.
KKG88 Mobile. Motor City, they used to do it. They used to do it on, what street is that? The street that Wyandotte Welding was on. They were at a church over there. But, they kind of move around. Wherever they can get a location that they can let, up to 50 people in or thereabouts.
Yeah, I took my tech license over to, I took it over in Oak Park, Hazel Park Radio Club. And I was surprised, I don't know why, but I was surprised at the mix of people and the number of people that were in there taking that test. You know, there was all different races and ages, and I thought it was kind of neat, I've been studying every day for the general test, and I think I'll be okay for that. One of my questions I was going to ask you guys this morning if I got on was, why do I need the amateur license? I mean, what could I do as an amateur extra that I can't really do as a general?
Extra gives you all of the band plan. There's like 25 kilohertz. I forget which bands it's on. You don't have privileges. The top end and a lot of the DX is in that area. So if you want to chase DX, that's why you need the extra.
Yeah, I kind of figured it was something to that effect. I knew it gave access to some different bands, so. Oh, that's cool. You know, they always give you a shot to take the next level test if you pass the test you're there for, so. I might do a little studying and just see if I can do it, but I'll be happy if I get the general, to be honest.
Yeah, I gotta get to a testing session sometime this year. I'm a BGC, and I want to keep my credentials up, so I got to go to one of the testing sessions. But anyway, I don't know. That we're doing it, and I never understood the logic of that. You know, like if Armageddon was going to come or whatever, and the government wouldn't exist anymore. So why do you want your ham license?
Well, I agree. But until then, you know, they want to be in control, and that's just the rules we got to play by, I guess. But I wasn't going to pursue my general license, but I got to thinking about, you know, if the grid fails, you know, power goes out or something like that, and the repeater is shut down, well, then your tech license, other than in simplex mode, is really kind of useless. I think my thinking might be flawed, but I think at least with the general, I can at least do direct contacts from long distance without the use of the repeater. So, and it's kind of a personal challenge. It's like my mechanic's license. You know, I just kept getting more and more and more, and pretty soon I got to the top, and now there's no more to do. But you know, getting the general will be a nice personal thing in my pocket, you know.
88 said mobile. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, the general would give you the HF privileges. Although you have 10 meters right now. You have 10 meters, and then if you do Morse code, you have the 40 and the 15 meter band. You get a portion of that. Oh, and 80. You get a portion of the 80 meter band, too. For it used to be those slivers were for novice, but they eliminated novice, and so it just vaulted on technician.
Yeah, I'm still trying to learn things and venture into the other stuff, you know, but I don't know that Matt programmed in, and I know that I can use. I haven't explored other bands and whatnot yet, because I frankly just don't have the knowledge yet. So I'm just learning the protocol. You know, yesterday I was talking to RUH there, and I did my final, and I forgot to use my call sign, and Matt sent me a message. He's like, gotta remember to do that. So you know, once I get where I can follow the rules and be a good hand, and then I'll start looking into the other stuff. But I got to tell you that I've been finding it interesting more than I thought it was going to be, because now every time I get in a truck, I got to turn the radio on first thing, and I'm always listening to see what's going on out there. I find it a little more intriguing than I thought it was going to.
It's that mobile. Yeah, the rules on that are you have to identify in 10 minutes that you're on the air, and you have to identify when you sign off. So, and then, every 10 minutes, you know, concurrently, after you first identify. And then when you sign off, you got to give your call sign. So, that's the way those roll. There was a YouTuber in Canada, and he was complaining about some of the hams that doing parks on the air, they weren't identifying right off the bat, and he doesn't. I guess the rules are different in Canada, and he just doesn't understand the way the FCC rolls.
Yeah, I know the rules, and when I got to do it, I just got to get in the habit of doing it, because you know, back when I was younger, all we did was CB radio, and you really didn't have to do anything other than just pick up the microphone and talk. So So I got 10 years of CV and truck driving CV in my brain. I just got to remember to follow the rules. It's just practice, you know.
I think it's the other guy who was at, what, at the Chesterfield BJ's Warehouse.
Big Jerry, do I have to give my call or can I give any call?
Good morning, John. Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning. On the way into work. I don't recognize the other voice. Good morning. My name is Sean, and the call is WAFU. Good morning, sir. KFAWT. My name is Chad. Yeah, I've heard you out here before. You're kind of one of my regulars. I listen to and for. I think it's you and Anthony and I had a brain fart. I don't remember the other guy. But I'd recognize your voices. All right. Well, good morning, Chad. Are you TMRS, Chad, or just coincidental? I don't understand your question. I don't know what TMS is.
Everything gas, KGHN.
No, there's a service that a lot of guys think with, kind of an intermediate stepping stone from, it's become kind of an intermediate stepping stone from CB to AM radio. I heard you mention CB, so. GMRS is the service. You need a license and you get a call sign, but there's no testing or anything. I just was wondering, because there's a guy, Chad, that I would talk to frequently on that service. And I just was wondering if possibly it was you. But anywho, that's all. Jerry?
Hey, Gas, I'll be right back. KGHN.
Oh. Yeah, nope, I'm not on that. Frankly, I've never even heard of it, so. Nope, I just got my tech license and just learning my way. It's been a long time since I drove a truck, so I haven't been on a CB radio in probably 20 years, so. I was just relating past experience to how the new ham stuff works. Oh, yeah. Nope. That's, gotcha. Well, you know, the General's a very, very good upgrade, as I'm sure you know. Gets you to all the HF bands. And the extra lets you, like Jerry pointed out, lets you fill it out, lets you get all the little nooks and crannies for a little extra effort. You can also get the cool, you know, 2x1 or 1x2 call if you hunt one down. So that's about it. I mean, we had a group of guys that likes to get together on 75 meter, and because, you know, the band's so congested up above, you know, we nestle in just down in the extra portion, and it's a lot easier to find a spot, a little elbow room, you know, but then it precludes guys that don't have their extra, right? So it's just things like that. Yeah, when I get moved over to Three Rivers, I'm hoping to find a radio club over there because, like I said earlier, I don't really play around in other bands and explore yet because I don't really know what I'm doing, how to do it, or that kind of stuff. So I'm just using this right now. But I'm hoping to find a club over there that actually has physical meetings, you know, where you can sit down and learn off each other. Cause, like I said a minute ago, I'm finding this more and more intriguing and interesting, and now I'm already thinking, you know, I went from the handheld to this mobile unit, and now I'm already thinking about, well, I probably better get a base unit at home, and so I can see that I'm really getting my feet wet here. The bug done bit. There you go. No, there's all sorts of cool stuff you can do. And so Three Rivers, where are you at now, I guess? And, you know, one good way that the POTA guys are a really good source of all the people that are doing stuff in ham radio. They seem to be out there and willing to share, and you can learn a lot real quick about HF and whatnot and equipment. You know, the difference is POTA is often low power, and that can be very frustrating. I don't necessarily recommend that as you're starting out. You know, that's something that maybe later you can, after you kind of have a little fun, get your feet wet, you can start experimenting with low power, QRP, and but a lot of guys, they start out with that, and, you know, it can be frustrating. But, yeah, if nothing else, you got your local POTA guys. I'm sure there's going to be some in the area. Again, where are you at now, and how long you been here? I thought I heard when you were first talking, said about getting used to Michigan cold. So it sounds like you're a transplant.
Mobile
back. Oh no, I'm a Michigander through and through. I currently live in Lincoln Park and I work in Livonia. I just actually got to work. But I grew up over in Three Rivers, south of Kalamazoo there. I spent most of my a lot of my life over there. Then I lived up in Gaylord for 3 years, and then I moved to Detroit about 11, 12 years ago. I've been here that whole time, so I still find it comical when I hear people over here complaining about the winter and how much snow they get and whatnot, and I think you guys don't even know what lake effect snow is. Last week back home, you know, in South Bend area, they got 21 inches of snow over about a day and a half, so... No, I'm not. I just transplanted to Detroit from a little Mayberry town. So, and then I'm moving back. My last day or week over here is going to be mid February 24th-ish, probably, and then I'll be gone from here. But I've learned how to find the repeaters, so the linked repeaters. So I'm hoping that I can catch some of you guys. Once in a while, I know this repeater is not on a link, but KF8FTT.
KF8FTT mobile back.
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry, pick it up.
Yeah. No, we're back to the same nonsense as yesterday. It's a flurry. It just started up.
Well, nothing out this way yet. I'm going to have to switch frequencies here. Hold on one second. All right, I just switched over to Mount Clemens. I was thinking this is about where the other machine starts to get noisy. So, but nothing yet over here. And, I can't speak to out that way, Kalamazoo way. We got a guy that gets out here sometimes, Wally. He was from the Paw Paw area, so he might be able to tell you a little bit of what shakes out over there. Although I think he got his ham radio life over here, so his wasn't like he was big in the ham radio when he was out that way. But again, reach out to the POTA guys. They're always around, and they're always good. A lot to learn there. But I'm glad you're having fun with it. It is fun, if you let it. You know, it's definitely been enjoyable for me over the years.
Yeah, it's the WAIRA linked repeater system covers most of Westside Michigan, and they have a non-IRA repeater that's linked in Ann Arbor. I don't remember the call sign off that right away, but so it'll get into well into Wayne County. So I think if I get into the Kalamazoo repeater, I can stretch across and you know, say hi to anybody that's on that setup. So anyway, it's all part of the learning. So all right, well, I gotta make my final because I'm made it to work and I gotta have toy money. So here we go. So you guys have a great day. KF8FGT73.
72 KT8 HZ.
All right, we'll see ya. Stay safe, stay warm, all that good stuff. Catch you next time. Oh man, ready to get my coffee here. Just coming up on my coffee stop.
I had enough of that. Although I gotta go in early today, so I'll probably be having some more when I get over to the iTech Center.
So they told you what building you're going to, but you know, where you're gonna be after the are you probably gonna be out of there when they tear the glass house down?
I'm gonna stick around until they tell me to turn the boilers off, and then I told the leader on Dave's who went to the iTech building that I'd be interested in midnights over there. Unless they offer me that $50,000 that they offered one of my coworkers who retired, he retired a little more than a year ago, November 1st of 24, I think. Yeah, 24.
Yeah, I know you said you were kind of holding out for that. Do you think they're likely to bring it back? You hear about that all the time, so I guess it wouldn't surprise me. What are you hearing? Are you hearing like they're thinking about it?
I just hear stuff from my coworkers, you know, that they're going to offer it again, but I haven't seen anything written, so, you know, I mean, rumors are rumors. And, but yeah, it seems, you know, kind of makes sense, you know, they're closing a building and they want to get rid of the legacy employees, which I'm one of.
Oh yeah, that's the way. Hey, you guys got tiered workers over there, like, I know Chrysler does, but do you guys have, like, tiers?
No, that's just production. The skilled trades will, well, depending on what trade you're in, there's a pay scale for each trade, but there's only that's the only tiers, I guess, you could see, but they're kind of fixed, because, you know, you get a journeyman's card for a particular trade, and you're kind of stuck for that for your career.
Alright, I have to order my coffee there. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, so that tier stuff is kind of weird. You know, they looking to get rid of all the top tier guys so that they aren't dangling it in the face of the guys that are lower tier and then just becomes normal and accepted is my thoughts on the matter. I don't know if there's any truth to it. It seemed like that's what they'd want. So offer anything to get them higher tier guys out so that it's a thing of the past, a distant memory.
Yeah, that new building, the hub, or well, they got built. They're moving the salary people into. that's a different local. I'm in local 600. That one's local 245. Anyway, yeah, the salary people that they're moving in there, they don't have enough parking. The parking deck isn't big enough, and the Henry Ford Museum refuses to surrender any real estate for them to build another one. So they got all this shuttle stuff going on, and the thought amongst us over at World, still trade people, is that they're trying to they're doing that on purpose to try and get rid of salary people you know, get them disgusted and they want to quit.
Well, I guess that's a way to do it. So, yeah, well. Times they be a-changing.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I don't know, it's kind of interesting. Oh, yeah, and they don't have a signed desk. There's all kinds of stuff we've been reading about in the press and stuff about fights over desks and people working in the cafeteria area because they can't find a place to work. I don't know, the hub over there that they built, it's a salary nightmare.
Yeah, that seems to be all part of that COVID work from home thing. You know, they want to pull everybody back, but they don't want to commit the space. So, you know, they have these flexible spaces where nobody has a specific bench. So, you know, so half your staff can work from home, the other half can come in, and then, you know, and then the other half comes in and you work from home. And, you know, well, you can't have assigned desks because then you have all this space and all these desks that are, you know, just dead air, you know, for long periods of time. So that's all part of that, but it don't work. You got to commit one way or the other. You know, if you're going to do that, you know, you got to make sure that, you know, they want all their people in, but they want to still have the, you know, the work from home environment in the workplace. So it can't really, it doesn't work that way.
Oh, because there isn't enough parking. I heard that like a couple people have had their car towed and they want people to come back to work 4 days a week to Thursday. They want to finish working from home stuff. And I guess some disgruntled salary person, some IT guy, he went and took like a red slash with the, you know, the no thing over filing space, and asked Kevin to come into work 4 days a week, and they set all that on this digital placard he put on all the screens company-wide. apparently the guy's on a federal tether now.
Yeah, that sounds like it's fun. Not for him, but I don't know what he get it for. Breaking into their computers, I guess. I don't know, who knows. But all right, Jerry, I'm making the turn into my street here. Next transmission, I'll probably be parking. So I'm gonna make my sign here, and then I'll listen out. And you be safe. Catch you next time. W8FU.
W8FU, KPHX. Yeah, well, the coffee shop, like telecommunications, violations, and a whole bunch of federal stuff. It's kind of stupid, losing career. Anyway, I'm almost home as well. Heading through the flurries. Come on, I'm so sick of this weather. Talk to you later, ATA-8-Bag Mobile.
Hello. KCAKJO.
AAWOJ. AAWOJ.
KK Joe.
N8ROZ mobile.
Hey,
Tom, how you doing? Nick over here, N8ROZ. How's the day going for you?
Very windy. I mean, besides for the extremely cold air, and you got the wind to boot on top of it, and very chilly. But I'm being blown all over the freeway. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, no joke. That wind is kicking. I'm on the lodge here right now, so kind of down, below the walls. I'm not feeling it as much, but I definitely been seeing the snow flying off the roofs and everything. For being close to freezing, it should feel warmer compared to what we had, but now that wind is brutal.
Well, yeah, I'm being blown around like a kite, I swear. And, I mean, this is a pretty heavy Transit 150 with all the crap I got back there, but still, it's a rolling brick.
Yeah, I'm just in a little hatchback here. I'm not picking up too much of the wind, but I'm sure if I get to a clearing, it'll feel it. So at least the sun's out. That makes things a little bit better.
Oh yeah, I agree on that part. And if the wind wasn't here, it would be a decent day, even though it's 20 some odd degrees outside. But the sun shining down on you kind of warms it up. But with this wind, it just goes right across the nape of your neck and then you're chilled.
Yeah, so whereabouts you at today? Cruising down, on my way downtown right now, but my mom was up there in Fenton. She said it was, snow was pretty thick coming down when I talked to her earlier.
Oh, this morning was ridiculous. I went down Mound Road from 18.5 miles, and then, you know, it's like white out, just big thick flakes and everything else like that. But then once I got south of Big Beaver, 16 miles, it cleared up, but the roads are for crap. You know, right here on 275, it's not too bad. I mean, the roads are clear. I'm doing speed. But that wind is just killer, man. It just knocks you to one side.
It's been a while since I've been on 275, but they do have those open, pretty wide open stretches. I'm sure that wind is pushing around. There's a couple of spots like on 75 that are like that too, but I always remember that from driving on 275. It gets bad.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I'm just getting blown one side to the other.
Did I hear another station in there? If there's a breaking station, go ahead.
I'll say that again, Nick.
Thought I heard another station trying to key up when you started keying up there. Might have been something just quick on another channel over here that I mixed up, but now I can't remember what you were saying before.
No, you did hear another voice. It was in my other radio. I got my coworker's up ahead of me, and he says, I got 4 miles to walk, and we got 6.5 miles to the gas station. And we're on GMRS on that one.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was coming through the repeater or what. Okay, yeah. No, I'm heading downtown just on a quick lunch break, trying to pick up some tickets, see George Quentin at the Opera House. He's performing the end of this month with the full orchestra there. So you better check him out before he he's getting up there. So it might be a good chance to see him before he's all done.
Well, there you go. All right, let me go see what my coworker's doing. Make sure I'm not going to find him on the side of the road. So. Okay, 73 on your final. I'll be back out in a bit. KCAKJO.
All right. Nice chatting with you. Be safe out there. Stay warm and try to hold the lane. We'll catch you next time. And NROZ.
WDAKLO.
Hey, what's up, Greg? How's it going today?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just sitting here watching the snow squalls outside.
Yeah, we were getting it earlier in the morning, and but yeah, my mom, like I said, I talked to her. She's up there in Fenn. She said she could barely see out to the street. It was kicking pretty good.
Yeah, it's stopped now, but it was coming down pretty good, so. How you been? You been out doing any POTA?
I have not. Been, trying to stay warm. My son was pretty sick with the flu there, so kind of just been taking it easy, nursing him back to health, and, been hanging out in the house. I worked on a redoing some old furniture, the webbing underneath the couch, and, just working, taking it easy. How about you? Been back out there?
Well, that's good you're taking care of your son there. Hopefully, he's doing better. No, I have not. That day you came out there, it was 45-mile-an-hour wind, and it was cold, and I have not been out since. I'm more of a fair weather guy.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. It's gonna have to wait at least a couple weeks before probably see anything getting warmer. I don't even know. It might be longer than that. We'll see.
Yeah, we got winter field day this weekend, and man, I tell you, those guys that are going to be out there doing that are going to be they're going to be cold. I know that.
Yeah, that's for sure. I was looking at the news too. I forgot about the. I know a new field day was coming up, but I forgot about the exact dates. And looking at the news, it looks like that cold weather is going to be taking over a pretty good portion of the country.
Yeah, I think it's going to be brutal Saturday and Sunday. I don't know. I think they were talking 15 below zero or something like that. But, yeah, they can have that winter field day. I think I'll sit in the shack and just be warm.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. We'll wait it out for some warmer weather.
Yeah, I was hunting some POTA stations today, and these guys down in Florida and Georgia and that are freezing. I'm like, you guys are freezing down there? Come on.
Yeah, I guess it's all relative. But they are talking about getting some snow and ice and colder weather down there, so it's definitely not what they're used to.
Yeah, but these guys are doing POTA in parks, you know, and it's like 60 degrees and it's cold. All right, Nick, I'm going to let you go here. Good talking with you. We'll chat again. WDAKLO, I'll be clear after yours.
All right, Greg, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm just pulling up by the Opera House here downtown, trying to grab some tickets to see this P-Funk, George Clinton, and with the full orchestra. So I'll catch you next time. 73 NAROZ.
You know if the mothership's going to be there?
It's going Gotta be. I don't know. I haven't heard too much about the details of what it is, but I don't think he's got a ton more time. He's getting up there, so I'm trying to take this opportunity to see him coming up here on the 31st.
Yeah, I was thinking about it as well. I don't think Bootsy's going to be there. I was always a big Bootsy fan, but still should be good to see George possibly one last time. Well, enjoy. You have to jump in here and let us know how it was, because I don't think I'll be going.
Yeah, will do. He was playing at the soundboard at Motor City Casino quite a bit, and I always was talking about going to see him and never got around to it, so I'm like, this is the time we're going to do it. So, yeah, I'll definitely get back in here and let you know.
All right, sounds good. Anyhow, coming up on my next stop. Got to get some lunch and then can't drag my feet. Got a meeting at 1. So, catch you later. Enjoy the show. W8FU.
All right, be safe and warm out there. See you next time. N8ROZ. Looking for some parking.
W8FU.
K-E-8-R-U-H. What's going on, Anthony?
What's up, Tom?
Making my way back to the homestead, or at least to Richmond, so I can get my eyeballs checked that time of year again.
Well, out of all the checkups, that's probably not a bad one to have to go to. Assuming they're not dilating your pupils or anything.
No, I don't do contacts anymore, so probably won't.
Cool. Hopefully they didn't change too much, and you can just keep the same glasses, because I feel like there's nothing more expensive than glasses.
Yeah, there is. Contacts.
And Motorola radios.
Yeah, those are a little bit pricey, too.
Have you been lucky enough that you haven't had to travel too far in this crummy weather we've been having the last few days, or have you been all over the state?
I was off Monday for the holiday. And then last Thursday I was off for funeral arrangements, and my coworker went to Bay City and got stuck in all that snowy stuff. Oh, no, wait, Tuesday he went to Bay City, that's right. I went to Highland Park.
Well, that's not so bad. You got to stay pretty local. I think they're talking a little bit more snow over the weekend, but I don't know. I think I just heard something. Few inches Sunday night, maybe, or Sunday during the day.
Yeah, I'm kind of over the snow bit.
Yeah, this couple inches every other day is getting a little annoying, but, you know, I guess if it's going to be cold, there might as well be some snow. It'd be better if it just snowed on the weekends, so.
And I'm kidding, because I hate driving in this crap, even though I have an all-wheel drive truck. I still don't like it.
No, it's terrible, and it makes everybody else into a terrible driver.
And then you have those select few individuals that think that they're God's gift to the road, and because they have an all-wheel drive vehicle or a 4x4, they go, I can plow through that. And the next, you know, the other one is in the ditch while you drive by going, dummy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that more than once.
Yeah, it's kind of thin work this week. You know, we just go wherever. I'm sure we could have picked up something else today from somewhere, but I got a 6:30 at, you know. Actually, the sooner I get there, the faster they can get me in. So, about an hour out. But then it's right down the street from the house, so it's not that far.
That's perfect. The sooner you get there and get out, the sooner you get home. That's always nice. I know you pull a lot of late evenings, so it's probably really nice when you get to be home early.
No, because then I have to make dinner because my wife is too tired to make dinner. I have to let the dogs out, take care of the cats, blah, blah, blah.
So all that stuff happens if you're not there?
If I'm working late, yeah, she lets the dogs out and all that. But when I come home, you know, pop home early, I mean, technically my hours are 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. But because it's, you know, light on work and stuff, I get up and I leave, you know, just after 7 o'clock, meet up with the coworker, and then we go bang out these runs and then do, or, you know, go wherever and do whatever they need us to do kind of thing. And that's how we run into the extra time. So besides that, you know, when I get home, I want to relax. But the wife's like, oh, can you do this? Can you want to make dinner? I'm like, no.
I know how that goes. I end up making dinner most nights.
I mean, it all depends on what it is. I really don't mind making dinner. You know, but just, you know, certain ways I do things are different than what she does. She was going to make spaghetti last night, but we were out of spaghetti sauce. She's like, now what? I'm like, well, I'm going to be passing by Kroger's. I can go get it at Kroger's, or you just want to eat out of Ken's. So she ordered Ken's, and that's what we had for dinner because it was just her and I. My daughter probably won't eat tonight, even though she's coming home, because she doesn't feel the greatest.
Yep, I get the same thing. I like to cook, but I like to make what I want to make, and it usually entails grilling most. And then it's like, well, why do we only eat that? Like, well, because I'm the only one that's cooking. That's what I want to make. So it every once in a while it'll be like, well, I want this. Like, okay, you should make it then.
Exactly. Well, she makes chili. She makes a mean chili, you know. Very simple recipe kind of thing, and makes it to my liking. My daughter does not like chili. She does not like spaghetti, you know, or anything like that. She's very simple, and her comfort food is a burger.
I mean, yeah, who doesn't like a burger? But if you don't like pasta, that's crazy.
No, she doesn't like spaghetti sauce. She likes bellflowers with butter and salt. That's what Grandma used to make when she was little. So she'll eat that. But that's about it. If we make tacos, you know, she's very simple. Just meat and cheese. She'll put all the stuff in it. But I think tonight we're going to try chicken fajitas. She might eat that.
Ooh, chicken fajitas sound good.
Am my wife asked me, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, well, Rachel's going to be home. I'm like, well, why don't you just make chicken fajitas or something like that, you know? Get some chicken tenders or chopped chicken from Week's Market. You know, grill it up and then, you know, put some Italian dressing in it and stir fry the vegetables and we'll have that. Nice and simple. And it tastes good.
Yep, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, she can't wait to try out her her fox hunting antenna. She's really excited about that.
Yeah, that was pretty fun last week. Are you going to do this repeater crawl this evening?
I'm going to try. When I get home, like I said, I got to bring my laptop in and, you know, go upstairs and see what I can and cannot hit kind of thing. So I'll give it a shot. I got the antenna up in the attic.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get on it. I got my wife is having friends over tonight to play euchre for their euchre club, and they're doing it in the basement, which is where my desk is with my radio stuff. So I will likely be kicked out of the house for a few hours and won't be able to get to the radio till far later than that. So probably not at all tonight, because by the time they leave, I'll be in bed.
Well, doesn't she have another room that she can play euchre in?
Yeah, but it's most convenient that they play in the basement. We got the space and the table, all that stuff set up down there. I also told my daughter that I'd take her out to dinner while they're playing cards. So I'll have to get in on the next one.
Yeah, I'm sure the room where my radio's at is a mess. You know, it's my daughter's library, and now it's become her clothes collection location. She's got so many clothes, it's ridiculous, and her dresser is already full. But we'll see.
Yeah, I was looking. I think I'd be able to hit most of those from my mobile that is a base station in the house. So it would be fun. Probably would not be able to do anything on the simplex. I don't think anyone is close to me that would be closer to that control.
And south. So I should be able to hit. I know I can hit 47-2. I know I can hit Richmond. I think I can hit the Warren Tower. I think I hit G-Mark, and I'm pretty sure I bounced the double nickel when I was up there messing around.
Yeah, I don't think I can hit Richmond, but I can definitely hit FBI, I can hit double nickel, I can hit 7.2, but I don't think Richmond or Simplex would be able to hit.
I don't know, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to give it a shot and see if my daughter wants to join me while my wife watches all her NCIS and 9/11 shows and all that other stuff.
I don't think NCIS is new yet. That is one of the few shows that I still watch, which is hilarious, but I still watch that show, and I don't think it's new till maybe even next month.
She watches a rerun. She also watches Law and Order SVU or CSI SVU, whatever it is. Every time I turn on, it's something different. But my time is 9:15 to 10:25 on get TV, which is emergency, and that's a gimme.
What's that at 9:15 to 10:25?
Emergency, Johnny and Roy, Station 51.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
I grew up on that show. I have the entire collection on DVD. But still, I like to watch it every night.
That's pretty funny, yeah. There's some old shows like that I can watch because I watched them when I was a kid. A lot of the Nick at Night shows and things like that are just classic.
Well, when I moved out to California for a couple of years, being involved with the Sheriff's Department, that was one of my hangouts, was Robert A. Sinatra Station, because it was right down the street from my from the station that I operated out of, so I could go back there and take back, do paperwork or whatever else.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And my mom worked at Rampart Emergency, which is actually Harbor UCLA Medical Center. So, and I visited there a couple times to get some stitches.
I think we've all made a couple visits to get some stitches.
Yeah, let's just say I was accident prone as a kid. I've broken my right hand, arguing with my sister over a 10-speed. Broke my left arm, taking a ball. And then, that's about it when I was a kid. Oh my gosh, and then I ripped my finger open, opening up a can of cat food. That was in L.A. So I got stitches on that. And then when I moved back here and started doing certain things, then it just snowballed.
Yeah, those first couple do sound like accident-prone. I was going to say maybe you weren't accident-prone, but you were, I don't know, pushing the limit, but it sounds like those are accident-prone events.
Yeah, I broke my right hand off probably a week before my son was born because I fell out of a truck.
Were these accidents, did they, was there alcohol involved?
No. Fell out of the back of the truck, moving some pallets, and, I was moving boxes on this pallet at work. Not the job that I'm doing now, but I worked at a plastic shop, and I was a delivery, I was a truck driver. And the box slipped, and then, the bottom of the box had staples and it got caught on the pallet. My hand slipped off and I stumbled out of the truck and landed on the ground. My entire body weight run on my right hand and it kind of bent it backwards severely.
Yeah, that sounds like it sucks. That's no good. Hopefully, since you have been staying much more healthy.
Oh, we won't go there. I just saw my ortho Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. Went to my ortho appointment because my right shoulder's been bothering me, and I thought I ripped all the repairs that he did into it, you know, from a rotator cuff injury. And because I fell on the snow, slipped, and my entire body weight went on my right shoulder. Right now we're just trying anti-inflammatories for a month and see what happens from there.
That sucks. Yeah, 2 weeks ago I was out just walking around the neighborhood, slipped and fell on some ice, and man, that sucked. And it was not a bad fall, but you know, none of us are getting any younger, so it hurt pretty bad for a couple days.
Yeah, well, let's see here. I fractured my spine sledding with my kids at Stony Creek. and there was a rut, didn't see it, and we had this old plastic split. Going down, hit that rut, slammed so hard I got a compression fracture and snapped off pieces of my vertebrae. And that was, that was back when my son was like 4, 5, maybe older. And so that's been bothering me here and there because of the arthritis in there. I still see the fracture, so it's like, okay.
Man, that's not good. Hey, I'm almost pulling into the driveway. Probably got one more.
All right, dude. Try to stay warm tomorrow. I hear it's supposed to be really crappy. Hopefully, you got indoor work to do with me. Keeping it that way. We're putting off anything outside later. So, all right. Have a good one. 73 KJO.
All right, Tom. Have a great day. And yeah, I'll be indoors tomorrow. And hopefully, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night. K8RUH.
W-A-R-I-D.
Hey, B1.